In Afghanistan, suspected Taliban guerrillas have killed at least 9 Afghan soldiers and policemen in the country's south. The raids came in an area where Afghan forces and the US-led anti-terrorism coalition are attacking rebels. Local officials say the attacks on the Afghan policemen took place along the highway linking the south with the capital Kabul. They say a large group of suspected Taliban fighters raided a government checkpoint late Sunday, killing 4 policemen and taking 2 captive. A few hours later, suspected insurgents killed 3 men guarding a highway construction site in Shajoi region near Zabul province in southern Afghanistan. In a third attack, this time in the neighboring province of Uruzgan, officials said 2 Afghan soldiers and 3 Taliban fighters were killed in a clash late on Sunday. Also Monday, a U.S. military spokesman says Afghan and U.S.-led Western forces have begun a new offensive in Zabul province to flush out hundreds of Taliban rebels from the mountains in Dehchopan district. He says coalition warplanes and attack helicopters have supported the week-long ground offensive, which involves mostly Afghan soldiers. Local military commanders say nearly 100 Taliban have been killed in the fighting, many of them in air attacks. At least 1 American and 6 Afghan soldiers have also died in the offensive. Taliban insurgents appear to have regrouped and increased their attacks against local and foreign troops in Afghanistan in recent weeks. On Sunday, U.S. military officials said 2 American soldiers were killed in a clash in eastern Paktika province, which borders Pakistan. 4 suspected Taliban attackers were killed in that fighting. In neighboring Pakistan, senior officials have again denied that suspected Taliban militants are using Pakistani territory to launch attacks against Afghan and foreign forces in Afghanistan. Foreign Ministry spokesman Masood Khan told reporters the allegations are baseless and said Pakistan is engaged in an intense campaign against the Taliban.
There is no regrouping of the Taliban on the Pakistani soil. Absolutely none. Our assessment is that the backbone of the Taliban has been broken. They are in splinter groups. All efforts are being made not to allow them to regroup.
The Pakistani spokesman says the supporters of the hardline Islamic Taliban are a common problem for both Pakistan and Afghanistan. He called for increased cooperation between the 2 neighboring countries to tackle the issue. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.